From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. The 2021 Atlantic hurricane season is off to a busy start, and forecasters say it's likely to be as active as last year. That's when thousands were without power for weeks after hurricanes Laura, Zeta, Cristobal, and Delta. The fact is, climate change is bringing more extreme weather, heavier rains, and rising seas, and with it, threats to the power grid. So how prepared is the Gulf South for the threats to come? Tegan Wendland reports.
Last fall, tens of thousands were without power all across the South after Hurricane Zeta, but not Danny and Leslie Fox.
I came over here and turned the generator on, and we had nice cold air, and we had a refrigerator, and we had a freezer, and, you know, everything else that you're supposed to have.
They live on a farm just north of Mobile, where they raise a menagerie of rabbits, quail, pigs, goats, chickens, you name it. They have huge gardens and have set up water reservoirs. Basically, they have everything they need to survive off-grid in case of an emergency. The Department of Energy says hurricanes are the number one threat to electric grids, and blackouts are increasing. Danny Fox's advice? Get a generator.
Always have a backup, and no matter what it is, if it's power, food, water, always have a backup.
Easier said than done. Not everyone can afford to be a prepper. Most of us live in cities and just rely on the power companies to do their job.
We can't just leave everyone to their own devices to hope that individuals are able to protect themselves from power outages.
Simon Mahan is the director of the Southern Renewable Energy Association.
Your house might still have electricity, and you might still be able to turn your lights on and have your refrigerator running. But if the grocery store down the street doesn't have power, you won't be buying groceries.
Power outages aren't only an inconvenience, but a health threat. Extreme heat causes illness and death. Scientists warn that storms are getting more intense, causing more frequent and longer-lasting power outages. Much of the electric grid was built above ground, and many of the power stations are on the coast. Julie McNamara is an energy analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists, an advocacy organization. It found that 70% of power stations in the South are vulnerable to flooding.
We just have old equipment. When you couple that underinvestment with a changing climate, with increased exposure to severe weather impacts, you see a grid that's pushed to the precipice and has increasingly started to fail.
The latest report from the American Society of Civil Engineers gives the energy system a D. Repairing the grid is expensive. Hardening equipment, raising power stations, and preparing for sea level rise all cost money. Some companies are getting ready for the threats to come. For example, after Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast in 2012, leaving more than 8 million without power, the energy company for New York, Con Edison, created a comprehensive resilience plan.
Those who are showing themselves to be best equipped for the future are those who are recognizing that change is here now and hard work has to be done to be prepared for what's coming.
So what are companies doing in the South? That's not a simple question because each state has different power companies overseen by different regulators. I reached out to each state's Public Service Commission.
I wouldn't say we're talking about climate change per se.
Brent Bailey is a commissioner with the Mississippi Public Service Commission. He says winter storms and extreme weather are definitely getting worse in the South. The commission is investigating why the system broke down during the February storms that left more than 50,000 people without power for weeks.
That really put a light on the lack of maintenance, lack of continued investment, of upgrades, of other operations and maintenance steps that should have been occurring over the years. And this exposed the weaknesses in those systems.
His commission will make recommendations, but they're not requiring energy companies to make climate plans. Neither Entergy or Southern Company, the main energy companies for all three states, agreed to an interview. Both said they're planning for more extreme weather, but there's not a lot of evidence that they're preparing their grids or investing heavily in wind and solar. And last year's storms cost Entergy $2 billion. Energy analyst McNamara says that's a bill ratepayers will eventually have to pay.
If you don't have a plan to build back better, you're just going to build back to how you were, which means that you're pouring money into a bottomless pit.
A bill that would provide more funding to strengthen America's energy grid is currently working its way through Congress. The Biden administration's contentious infrastructure bill would also devote billions to electric transmission and grid resilience. Regulators in the Gulf South say they're encouraging energy companies to prepare, but climate plans aren't mandated. And without a plan, as storms increase in the Gulf South, so will life without power. In New Orleans, I'm Tegan Wendland.
This story was produced by the Gulf States Newsroom. That's a partnership between WBHM, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans.